News brought to you by Red Rock Behavioral Health Services and the First National Bank and Trust. Sunny, breezy, and hot today with temps in the mid-90s this afternoon. Right now, fair, and it's already 80 downtown Chickasha. Regional consumer spending is down. The story part of today's news on 106.1 The Ranch. For the third consecutive month, consumer spending is down throughout Grady County. It's estimated that $91.6 million in taxable goods and services were purchased in March of this year. Now, that trend is down about 13% from what was a near-record month for consumer spending back in December. While the month-to-month numbers are down, the March figure up substantially from the same period a year ago by more than 44%. Grady County collected $685,000 in revenue from a three-quarter of a penny county sales tax. And here's the breakdown of where that money goes, all approved by Grady County voters. $229,000 going to the county fairgrounds, $202,000 for Grady Memorial Hospital, $114,000 divided among seven senior nutrition centers, each one getting about $16,000. Another $114,000 divided among 20 fire districts, each one getting about $5,700. Tuttle Emergency Medical Services gets $21,000, and Rush Springs EMS gets $5,000. For the city of Chickasha, consumer spending in March estimated at $26.6 million, and that's up about 12% compared to March of a year ago. And the sales tax revenue off that consumer spending, just over $1 million in sales tax revenue for the city. It's getting down to crunch time for many of the candidates on the June 26th primary election ballot. There are 10 Republican candidates for governor. Among the favorites, former Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett. He was in Chickasha for a fundraiser last night, and we had an exclusive interview with him. He's relying on his success with the growth of Oklahoma City to help him with his gubernatorial campaign.
We've got a great record and a great story to tell. And as I travel the state and talk about it, you know, people want to think about what Oklahoma City's accomplished and try and figure out how we can implement some of that statewide. And I think there are opportunities to use some of those same fundamentals.
Unless one of those 10 Republican candidates gets a majority of votes in the primary, the top two candidates getting votes will meet in a runoff in August in hopes of getting on the November general election ballot. A Chickasha man arrested and charged with the assault of his own mother. 19-year-old Trevor James Harrell accused of attacking his mom at her home just outside the Chickasha city limits. She told a Grady County Sheriff's deputy that Harrell jumped on her back and knocked her to the ground while trying to take her cell phone. She was not seriously injured. Harrell telling investigators he was just trying to get a copy of his Social Security card. His bookend photo at the Grady County Jail shows him with a black eye and bruises all over his face. Court documents indicate that Harrell said he was hurt in a fight a couple of days earlier. Harrell has been charged with a misdemeanor count of assault and battery. His bond set at $7,500. He's already on probation for pleading guilty to a 2017 misdemeanor DUI charge. Today marks the 241st birthday of the Stars and Stripes, the U.S. flag adopted by the resolution of the Second Continental Congress on this date in 1777, and the nation's been celebrating Flag Day every June 14th since then. To honor Old Glory and military veterans in the region, the Education Committee of the Grady County, Oklahoma Home and Community Education Program will serve vets free breakfast this morning, pancakes, sausage, coffee, tea, and juice, all to be served from 8:30 to 10 o'clock at the DAV Center in Chickasha at 6th and Chickasha Avenue. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $66.64 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $76.74. And natural gas, $2.96 per million BTUs. Ranch weather, sunny, breezy, and hot today, mid-90s. Right now, fair and 80 downtown Chickasha.